Hello, listeners. Here is a little taste of what we are doing over on patreon.com/timepop. If you would like more from us, head on over and check it out. I am forming the Voltron of Patreons with exclusive episodes from Time Pop and Thank the Light. I think we are all wonderful and delightful people, and you should enjoy our discussions regardless of the inciting media. And for $3 right now, you can get 6 exclusive episodes and be in prime position to receive 2 new shows every month for 1 low price. Time Pop, the time travel movie podcast, is discussing the mindfuckery films that don't quite fit into the time travel category, such as Everything Everywhere All at Once, Idiocracy, and Into the Spider-Verse. And Thank the Light, the Wheel of Time podcast, is talking about other fantasy movies and unfairly comparing them to the Wheel of Time book and Amazon Prime series, such as The Princess Bride, Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Amongst Thieves, and Beastmaster. If you enjoy these hosts and their conversations, there is a free feed containing over 100 episodes and counting for your enjoyment. Find them at whatsoundsawesome.com or wherever you find fine free podcasts. Thank the Light, the Wheel of Time podcast, and Time Pop, the time travel movie podcast. Now enjoy this taste of our offering at patreon.com/timepop.
So yeah, so this movie is really interesting. They have this Evelyn, our main character Evelyn from the Alphaverse, has figured out how to travel. What do they call it?
Verse jump.
Yeah.
Verse jump.
And so they put this weird little earpiece on. They do some weird. So it kind of slingshots it. So they do some weird random act that connects them with a universe very close. But then they can slingshot to a universe farther away. Is that what they said?
That's the science, right? Yeah.
And it's just your consciousness.
Right.
And it's a random act that the odds are so against that happening. And that directs you to this strange, to a specific point.
And somehow they can calculate what this random act is.
Yeah, they have an algorithm.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah, totally. The award butt plugs.
Oh, my God. They don't even hesitate. Like, I know it's fine. That's what you have to do. But you still feel like you'd be like,
That scene is so funny and so cringy to me.
When they're wrestling with the butt plug awards.
Oh, man.
I love the blurry penises in that scene. It's so great.
It's so funny.
Yeah, those guys are like, they're like soldiers, basically, right?
You mean in the Alphaverse?
Like, they come from the Alphaverse. Like, when they descend... When at some point they're like, everybody in the area, go now. Where we don't see where these people start from. I mean, the Alphaverse, like I said, they're like soldiers. They're like trained mercenaries that are verse jumping, which is why they don't even hesitate to do it.
They learn how to do it. And obviously that's where the first, I don't know if you want to say villain. It's not really, right? But they're worried about her destroying the universe.
Jobu Tupaki.
Yeah. In the article that I read, it just really sounded fun for them to say it. There's not like a lot of, there's some other reference, one that's similar, and they just liked the way it rolled off the tongue. It was just.
Well, and it was fun to hear them. It was perfect because, of course, the main character, like she keeps hearing it, and she's like Tofu Chewbacca? Like, what are you talking about? They have some fun with that. But when we first see, like, that was one of the things where last night I was like, holy shit, we're going to see Jobu already. Like, I don't know why I felt like she was like the boss at the end of the movie. But when she shows up and really shows off her powers, that is fucking cool.
Oh, when she, I mean, you might want to speak on this. I already had some physics questions about this. I'm not sure.
At first, you know, I was like, she is able to manifest things out of...
Arrange particles.
Yeah, out of nowhere. And I was confused because at first it's just consciousness travel. Like your consciousness gets slingshotted to another version of yourself in a parallel universe that has some skill. And then your minds are like shared and you have their skills and they are kind of experiencing what you're experiencing. So it's just consciousness travel. But then the bad guy lady, it seems like she's actually traveling physically from universe to universe.